We go to a concerned citizen who joins us on the line, and welcome the citizen to the program. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Your World Today on Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum salam. Jazakallah for having me, Maulana.
What have you witnessed coming up close to where you stay?
Well, Maulana, we basically resident here in Extension 9. And what we've noticed was that from yesterday morning, there's been some shacks or dwellings that have been erected across our premises in the bare felt, which belongs to the Tacolias farm. Yesterday, and a few residents approached them to find out exactly what's going on, and they said no, they're busy erecting their shacks because apparently they were promised some housing, but up till today nothing has been done. Apparently today there were some councillors and some delegates from the housing department which approached them to try and assist them and find out what's going on. And they basically want the government's attention and basically give them the attention to give them houses and basic services. So that's where we are currently. But it is a concern for the residents of Extension 9, as you know, with the Tembalile squatter camp behind us. And obviously now in the front, this is basically just off the main road. People are concerned because what happens is if one dwelling starts off, I mean, right now there's already two, and by tomorrow we're not sure how many more will be erected.
Yes, that is the great concern that, you know, once it gains momentum, this is what eventually does happen, that there are several that then are erected. We'll assume that the entire Extension 9 area may be then surrounded by informal settlement. We appreciate you raising the concern on the program. Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu alaikum.
Now we cross over to Mickey Padiachi, who from the ANC is Director General for Region G. Mickey, good afternoon to you and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon and good afternoon to the listeners. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. What is being done to remove those people from the area, what we understand belongs to Tacolias as well as Sujis?
Yes, I met a delegation yesterday, which was included Tacolias and representatives of the community of the area. And we then had a dialogue, and they raised a number of issues with myself. The issues were from basic services to the conditions in which they lived. I then committed myself to bring the housing department and officials to a meeting today, which we then met at least 2 hours ago. And at the meeting, there was a number of issues that was raised by the residents. The community is called Paseng, which obviously there is a number of people, at least 63 shacks there, that were living, in terms of their statements, they're living there for the past 30 to 40 years in that
yes.
particular area.
Now, Mickey, is it not of concern that people have to do drastic things to get the attention of the government? You know, until that point, then no one's not willing to meet them. Until they do something drastic, like burn down a library, burn down a school, or start erecting shacks, then only will the government step in. Is that not
no.
a bad precedent that is being set?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the reality is that government engages with citizens on a regular basis. Now, if you're aware that even I think with Radio Islam and Eastwave and a number of radio stations, at least 3 months ago, we had what we call an integrated development plan process, where we invited all citizens to participate and to engage with government on any matter pertaining to development and service delivery. We had a number of public meetings to engage with people across the city. In lands in particular, we hosted that. So it's not always a reactive approach, but it's also a proactive approach. So just to point out that government can't put up development in different portions. We must consolidate development. We can't have, for example, we've got 32 informal settlements in Region G in the city of Johannesburg, the one that I have an oversight role to play and a management role to play. So you've got pockets of informal settlements. How do we invest in infrastructure in these pockets? So it means the logical sequence is to consolidate all of that into pockets of development nodes. And that's exactly what we're doing as the city.
Yes.
So I just needed to make the point.
Will the ANC, will government dilly-dally as they did with Tembalitle? And after that Lehi was created, Tembalitle residents were to move. They didn't move. And now, you know, it was very slow steps that were taken. It's only in this year that you at the studios of Radio Islam that announced that electricity is going to be given to Tembalitle. So it was a very lengthy, drawn-out process. And it doesn't really come to a conclusion. Are we going to see the same this time around?
No, I mean, the wheels of change obviously does take a long time. Now, we have to undo and unpack a number of issues. I've been to the area now and have taken a walk with the residents in the entire area, and I did myself realize the magnitude of the informal dwellings within that particular area that the residents spoke about now. I did mention that 2,000 families has been reallocated to Vlakfontein in Lehi from Tembelihle in the past 5 years. And I did make a commitment to give you proof and evidence of the number of housing units that has been developed by the city of Johannesburg and how we're gradually taking people from Tembelihle and other informal settlements into formal housing. We can give you stats, we can give you figures of the number of people that we now moving from informal settlements into housing. That's a government approach. But I think the focus for today was more, what are we doing about this land invasion?
Yes.
As I said, we were on the field speaking to the residents. What we've agreed upon is the following, that the community from Pitseng will stop any land invasion between now and Friday. We've got an agreement. My task was to then facilitate a meeting with the housing department, with the member of the mayoral committee, including provincial government and the landowners, as well as the informal settlement. We will be meeting on Friday to look at a way forward of how do we deal with the challenges and issues that they have in that community. But not from a reactive point of view. I double-checked with that community. The basic services such as water and toilets has been provided for them. Refuse removal has been taken on a regular basis. So the basic services they're relatively comfortable with. But the biggest issue was the risk in terms of the trees in the area. And that is why they want to move from the area what they call high risk and move to a more open space. My input to the residents there is that we can't, the constitution protects everybody. People cannot take the law in their own hands by just taking land. There has to be a dialogue, there has to be a discussion, and they've agreed upon that discussion, which is taking place on Friday.
Yes, has work stopped? Because by late afternoon when I was going past there, I still seen people busy, active, continuing to, you know, work on the structures that they are erecting. So have you been able to get a commitment for the work to be stopped?
Yes, I got a commitment. I just come from the field now, as I was saying, half an hour ago at least. The commitment was for them to stop until we reconvene a discussion on Friday.
Okay, we'll continue chatting about this throughout the week, and we look forward to the developments in that time.
Yeah, and thank you very much for Radio Islam, because I think this is a good channel to communicate adequately with the residents of Extension 9, because I think there's a lot of fear and misinformation. So I think from the radio station point of view, I'm really grateful for allowing us to make that input.
Our absolute pleasure. Thank you very much. And we always appreciate you availing yourself to chat to us and to update the listeners on pertinent issues.
Thank you very much.
Have a good evening.
Thank you too.
That was Mickey Padiachi. So residents of Lanesia, and I myself, you know, was shocked out of my wits when I came home this afternoon, and my wife called me to the wall and said, "Look there, what's happening?" She said, "We're moving." So yes, it was really scary. It is scary to think that we're going to be entirely surrounded. But there has been active steps by the government, and we hope that there will be an amicable agreement that will be reached soon, and that it won't go ahead. You know, we need things to be done in a formalized manner like the government has been doing, and there's no need for these erratic steps.